6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
That is, of course, 638 backwards, but you should probably be aware that neither of those numbers is the correct time. No, no, no. The actual time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for the Dubious Gold Committee. That's right, once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, yeah, great. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And, you know, that's about all there is to it. If you're expecting much more, yeah, no, there's not a whole hell of a lot to it, other than I enjoy drinking tea. Oh, yes. Whoa, good stuff. What are we drinking today? We are drinking Dahong Pao. Oh, I do love the Dahong Pao so much. In fact, I think we need a little bit more, so I'm going to pour some more tea. Oh, look at that. It's beautiful. Look at that. Just sweet, golden, honey wheat-colored liquor. My God. Mmm. Dahong Pao. Oh, it's so good. All right, well, we could stand here and drink Dahong Pao for the rest of the day. And I fully intend to do so, but I won't force you to listen to me drink Dahong Pao all day. You're welcome. Oh, because we've got some stuff we need to get to today. Man, but I do love drinking Dahong Pao. Dahong Pao, Dahong Pao. Vegans can drink it 'cause it's not from a cow. When should you drink it? Probably right now. That's the beauty of Dahong Pao. All right, so that's my Dahong Pao song for today. Good Lord, where did that come from? I'm glad we got that out of the way, because it's time to get into our new segment. Yes, we have a new segment that we have to look into today. We got to see what's going on. What is the new segment of Dubious Goals Committee? Well, we have to check in with one of our subcommittees. Which subcommittee do we need to check in with? Well, none other than the Dubious Praying Mantis Subcommittee. Regular listeners will remember that for the last few days, we have been watching the drama, the trials, the tribulations of the praying mantis that lives outside on these bushes just outside this window right here. So right now, we have to go outside, go into my backyard, and, you know, see what's up with all the praying mantis business. So we'll leave this room. And I will simultaneously check to make sure I am good to go outside. Step one, am I wearing pants? Yes. Okay, success. Step two, am I wearing my glasses? No, doesn't matter, I don't need them. Am I wearing shoes? No, but my shoes are over here. Hi, Pippa, what are you doing? Here's Pippa sitting in front of her computer watching, what is it? Oh, watching squirrels now. That's pretty exciting. Pippa's watching squirrels eat sunflower seeds while I put on my shoes. No, pretty exciting. All right. Into the garage we go. Let's open the garage door. All right. While we wait for the garage door to open, I will recap the praying mantis action. 2 days ago, we found our buddy. 3 days ago, we found a praying mantis on the window. 2 days ago, we decided to go outside to see if we could find that praying mantis, and we did. 1 day ago, meaning yesterday, we came back to see if we could find our praying mantis, and we did. Oh, here's a damselfly. Hello, damselfly. So we came back here yesterday to find our praying mantis, and not only did we find him, we found another one. We found a female, and it looked like the female was predating upon the male. Hey, are these my lawn guys that are pulling up right now? I hope not. I don't want to hear lawnmower noises while I'm trying to look for my mantises. So we're walking over to the little pink flowers that the mantises like to sit on. I'm here. I'm looking around. I saw something move. There's some movement in here. It must be the grasshoppers. Oh no, is there a bird down in there? Hey, are you a bird in there? Are you looking for bugs? Because there's a couple grasshoppers. There's a grasshopper on my window. I'm looking at all the flowers. I'm not finding my mantises, which is kind of to be expected, because we sort of were assuming that that female was going to eat the male. But I'm still checking. I'm checking all the flower heads. We got some bumblebees. So yeah, we got some bumblebees hanging around. We've got grasshoppers hanging around. I do not see... Wait a second. Is there something on this? Yes, there is something on this flower head. Hiding underneath it, I can't, all I can see are some legs. And I was at first thinking, uh-oh, are these the leftover legs of our male praying mantis who got eaten yesterday? And I can't tell. No, I think there's actually a bug underneath here, but I cannot see. I cannot see who's on this flower. I'm gonna have to move. No, where, what, who are you? What are you doing? I'm trying to position these flowers. No, see, here's the problem. He's on two plants at once, whoever this is. Is this a mantis or is this a hopper? This is annoying is what this is. Birds are chirping and laughing at me in the background. What are you laughing at? This is your food that I'm after. Well, maybe that's what he's angry about. Stop hassling my food, man. I'm not hassling your food. I just want to see. What if I do this? What if I lean over here? Okay, we have confirmation. This is, in fact, our male praying mantis. He's still alive. Yay. He survived the day and the night. He survived being hunted down by the female. Yeah, well, it makes me wonder, where's the female? Is she hiding in here? In the mint? This smells very minty, because most of these plants in here are spearmint. But okay, yay! Mr. Mantis is still alive. He survived! That's great. So where's the female? Where did she go? And see, she was right there. She was kind of where that grasshopper is now. Where did she go? Maybe she crawled over there somewhere. I don't know. I do not know. And we're not going to find out, because I'm starting to get a little warm. This isn't good. So we're going to go back indoors. Yay. Won't that be fun? Yes, it will. All right, so let's close the gate. And let's walk around here. Oh, there's that dog I hate. My neighbor has the most annoying dog. All right. Oh, wait. Should we check the mail? Should we see what's in the mailbox today as cars drive by? Oh, I have a mail. No, it's not a real mail. It's just junk mail. That's fine. It's a nice thick envelope, though. Great, so we'll just walk over here. We'll throw the junk mail into the recycling bin. Close the garage door. Re-enter the house. And here's my cat watching her videos on her kitty computer of, oh, now it's a chipmunk eating sunflower seeds. Yeah, there's this big pile of sunflower seeds and squirrels and chipmunks are eating them. Boy, that's pretty damn exciting. Although I'm vaguely entertained that my cat is getting so much usage out of this computer, I'm sort of worried that she has me trained too well, because what if I want to do something else? What if I want a banana-na-na-na-na-na?
Banana-na-na.
Or a banana-na.
Banana-na.
Yeah, see, that's the problem here, because now my cat has figured out that banana-na-na-na-na-na-na is not a computer thing. My cat has me trained. Maybe I shouldn't have shown my cat that you can watch bird and squirrel videos on YouTube, because you wouldn't believe how much time I'm spending firing up this computer and typing in the password, because my cat doesn't know the password, so I have to log in for her. And then, you know, then I got to look up the videos, and then the most annoying thing is you get the video going and she gets so excited that she walks on the keyboard so she can walk up and try to swat at the squirrel or bird or whatever. And then when she walks on the keyboard, she hits some kind of key that makes it either stop or turns up the volume or pulls up some ads or the source code. It's getting crazy. It's getting a little bit too weird, in fact. Wait, is that even possible? Can things get too weird?
Ancient Chinese secrets.
Wrong answer, Mr. Lee. The right answer is no. It can never get weird enough. Too weird is an impossibility. There's no such thing as too weird. I feel like I need more insanity in my life. But now I need some music, and this is going to seem a little out of character for me and the Dubious Goals Committee, but you might just have to get over it.
Det som är hemskt som hänt nu, när man går förbi någon som man tycker är riktigt snygg, då har vi börjat säga, oh shit, checka ut.
I'm
just like that. It's over. Why did that have to happen, you might be wondering? Why did we have to listen to that? Well, yeah, I love it. Ah, Charlie, XCX. Well, that was... What happened? Why did we have to listen to that? Yeah, I heard that last night. I heard part of that last night. What was I doing? What was I watching? Regardless, something I had... I heard like 3 bars of that last night, and it's been going through my head ever since. That was at like 10 o'clock last night, so for the next 6 hours, then even as I was sleeping, I was listening to that in my brain Spotify or whatever's going on in my head. Oh, and I woke up this morning. Humming to myself, I crashed my car into the bridge. I watched it. I let it burn. I watched it. And I don't know why I like that song so much. I think it's the lyrics. I think it's the lyrics about, you know, crashing the car into the bridge and not caring. You know, I crashed my car into the bridge. I don't care. You don't care? How can you say that? Oh my God, look at that greasy mess you made. A car is a very greasy thing, and if you crash it into a bridge, you're going to make a really greasy mess, and boy, are you going to get it now.
Boy, are you going to get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast. 409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines.
Hey, that shines.
Oh, shut up, 80s mom. Just always worried about if stuff is shiny or not. You've heard me rant about it. I don't need to rant anymore. Because right now is the time at which Brenda, the lovely Brenda, is going to come into the room with a round tray of hamburgers. Oh, wait. No, we still got a few seconds. Count down with me. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, Brenda.
Oh, there she is. Oh, Brenda. And she's brought a round tray of hamburgers. Look at that.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
Dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf. The file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Top shelf.
Quaffio.
Who?
Higher.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldron. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
And what have we learned? Hamburgers should be high. How many times do I have to say it? And of course, any discussion of hamburgers, whether they should be high or low, always culminates with an update on the progress of my blues guy career. So I got my guitar. What guitar do we have today? We've got the Stovemaster. Yeah. It's a little buzzy today. It's fun. We like buzziness. So let's do a little shuffling. Let's get this going. Are we on? Yeah, it's working. We'll be right back. I'm pretty happy with that. You know, obviously there's some times where I'm grabbing for something that's not quite there, or I'm grabbing in the wrong place. But regardless, that's starting to sound like music. Things are coming along. I'm going to be a superstar any second now. And then it won't be very long after that when all the ladies start running up to me screaming,
"You got girlfriend, Vietnam?"
To which I will naturally reply, "Let us all be girlfriend, Vietnam. For it is always better to be girlfriend, Vietnam, than it is to be a little greasy Kirk Cameron leaving greasy messes everywhere. Boy, are you going to get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
And our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here's something fast.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast. 409 is so effective it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. Maybe I should slap you, little Kirk Cameron, for being so damn greasy,
said 1981 Mom.
If you need to discipline a greasy Kirk Cameron, you just get a baseball bat and follow these instructions by the Ramones.
Beat on the brat, beat on the brat, beat on the brat with a baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Beat on the brat, beat on the brat, beat on the brat with a baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho.
Feel like a lot of today's modern problems have solutions that can be found in the lyrics of Ramone's songs. So whenever you feel like you don't really know what's going on, you can't figure out what's happening, just listen to a few Ramone's songs and see if you don't find that solution. I hope you have found some solutions today. I think we've achieved a few dubious goals, and that's a good thing because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. You know it, you love it. As for me, it's time for me to eat lunch. I'm going to have some egg rolls and some tea. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.